Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Mem, at the top of Daf Mem Amud Aleph, we begin a new perek and a new Mishnah. Just like in the first perek, we only had one Mishnah for the entire first perek. In the fifth perek, we also have only one Mishnah for the entire perek. And the fourth perek began with the Mishnah of Echad Din Mamonos VeEchad Din Nefashos B'Drusha V'Chakira. The perek ended off by discussing how Bezdin was Ma'ayman Ala Edim by Din Nefashos. And our Gemara continues that after the Ma'ayman Ala Edim, then the Baidik the Edim, and the Mishnah begins, that Bezdin will be Baidik the Edim with seven different Chakiris, and even though it says that they will Baidik them, certainly Bezdin would only question each of the Edim individually, and these seven Chakiris are as follows: Be'ezah Shavua, in which of the seven Shemitah cycles of the Yovel did this occur? Be'ezah Shana, in what year of the Shemitah cycle? Be'ezah Chodesh, in what month of the year? Be'kam V'Chodesh, in what day of the year? And as Rashi says, was it the 20th or the 25th of the month? And possibly once we learn the Gemara, we will understand why Rashi picks these two dates. And the fifth Chakir was Be'ez Yoyim, in what day of the week? Was it a Sunday or Monday, etc.? Be'ez Shah, in what hour of the day? Finally, Be'ez Mokhaim, in what place did this occur? And Rabbi Yisi Oimer, however, Rabbi Yisi argues in Tanakhama, and he states Be'ez Yoyim, Be'ez Shah, Be'ez Mokhaim, and the Gemara will explain why Rabbi Yisi only requires three Chakiris. However, certainly, Lefita Tanakhama, as well as Lefita Rabbi Yisi, the reason why there's a requirement to have Chakiris is because we have a klal called Eidus Shi'atu Yachal Azima Loishma Eidus, and as Rashi brings down in Daf Mem Aleph from an Aleph, that since the pasuk teaches us the din of Dusha V'Chakira, and then the pasuk B'Negei Eidim Zaymim states V'Darsha Hashoftim V'Hine Eid Shekhar Eid, so we see that the only way that the Eidim would be Neman is only if it's possible to be Mazim them, and in order to be Mazim Eidim, the Eidim have to testify as to exactly when and where this Maisa occurred, and this way Eidim could come and be Mazim them and say it's impossible that you saw this Maisa, as during that time you couldn't be in that place, as in Money Yisim B'Makim Pliny and Ayin Rashi B'Masko Be'ezi Yom Shel Shabbos Afal Pisha Amru B'Kach B'Kach B'Chodesh, and even though they said that the Maaser occurred on a specific day of the month Afal Pikein Shailon Han Be'ezi Yom B'Shabbos Haya, and even so we still ask them on what day of the week was it, Lefisha Kala Sheva Lolo Boyis Lavino De'Azama V'Shema Yesh Edim Laziman, and maybe there are Edim that would be Mazlem Be'imal Naliban Cheshbon Shel Chodesh, but these two Edim that have potential to be Mazim, the Edim that just testified, they didn't realize as to the exact date that they were with these Edim that are actually Edim Zayman. So at that point, this second pair of Edim that are coming to Mazim, the first set of Edim, they will realize that they were with them on that particular day, and therefore they'll come and be Mazim them, and this will be a basis for them to be able to save someone from an incorrect psak. And there got to be the question as to why Bezdin asked Be'ezayim. Rashi just gave us an example, and l'chayr, the reason why Rashi gave this particular example is in order to be able to show a case based on these chakiris that were able to be mazim the original edim and be able to save Bezdin from making a wrong psak. However, as we will see in a moment, that Rashi really could have given a very simple example based on the Mishnah itself, as the Mishnah will teach us that if the two edim actually associate each other in a negated day of the month, and for example, if Reuven said that he saw the maisa on the fifth day of the month, and Shimon says, I saw it on the sixth day of the month. So as long as the maskim as to what day of the week that was, then we would be Mekayim the Edim, as we will see. And that could be another reason why we ask Be'ezayim. However, that is a way that will actually say that the Edim are kosher, and therefore Rashi doesn't bring this example, as that example is not making the Hazama stronger, and it's actually making sure that the Edim are considered kosher and they're not soisir each other. And the Mishnah continues, that Bezdin continues and asks the Edim, Makirim Atam Reisai, did you recognize that the person that was killed was a Jew, or potentially was a guy, therefore the murder would not be chayav misa? And Bezdin also asked them, Hisresim boy, did you give a proper asra to the murderer? And the Mishnah continues, Ha'ivid avidizara, the legabi someone that was ivid avidizara, they would ask the edim, as me ovid, over my ovid, what type of avidizara was he ivid? And as Rashi says, we ask him, was he being ivid to the avidizara kol pa'ar, or to the avidizara kol makulis? And they had different avidizara that were associated with those types of Avodah Zarah. Then we ask the Edim over Ma Ovid, and what type of Avodah did he do in front of his Avodah Zarah? And Rashi brings two examples of Shechita and Hashtachavoya, and the Gemara will explain this further. Ayin Rashi points out, but negate these questions, Bezu Einam in Hakira Shal Zama, Elu Kechol Shar Bedikais, She'inon El Lahachas Shemol Yoyim Kedivri Chaveri V'Tevat Leidusam V'Hu V'Hem Peturin Al Min Hakira Shal Zama Yatam Mitzi Yisim Shiva Kedamrina B'Gemara. It's mashma from Rashi that if one of the Edim would say, Einu Yodea, and I don't don't know the answer to one of these questions, then the din would be that would be your proper edus, just like we will find b'negei b'dikais, and the rishonim are bothered that certainly that can't be pshat, as certainly if someone doesn't know if this person was Jewish or if he wasn't Jewish, then certainly that would not be a valid edus. And similarly b'negei avodah zarah, if you don't know what type of avodah zarah he was serving, or if the aid doesn't reply as to what type of asrah he gave to the baal davar, then certainly it would not be a proper edus. And ayin mefarshim who discussed this Rashi in detail. Now Mishnah continues, kol amar b'dikas harei zeh mishubach, the more b'dikas is that bezin is, the better it is. Maisu b'dik ben zakai b'oksei te'inim, and there was a story where two edim came to bezin and they testified that Reuven killed Shimon underneath a fig tree, and as part of the b'dikas, bezin asked the edim details about the stems of the figs. And Rashi states, b'dik ben zakai te'ina zu ukser gasin oidakin, was it thick or was it thin? And ukitz is zon of hapri, makim chibur le'ilon. And it's important to note that on that payal from a base, Rashi points out that these are b'dikas yisera, when the hita ben zakai patale bahu hakosha, and even though since the edim were machish each other, therefore ben zakai patted this person, and he wasn't chai mises bezdin, miu edis emesu va'ayel kippa, but certainly bezdin realized that these edim were really testifying truthfully, and therefore they gave him a punishment, and they were ayel kippa, ayin sham. Our Mishnah continues, ma bein chakiris l'b'dikas, and what is the nafkamina between chakiris and b'dikas? Chakiris, echad ayimayin yadei do some metela, that by chakiris, if one of them says, I don't know, and they don't respond to that chakira, then their edus would be batal. And as Rashi states in Divrei Maaseh Chakiris, Amar Echad Ein Yodea Edus Metela, the Sheva Chakiris Mikrein Afgalon, and as we will see in the Gemara, that the requirement to have seven Chakiris are learned out from Psukim, Ubeinu Bekul Shteyachal Azimah Da Zomiksevu, Bekimin Da Amar Ein Yodea, Yata Yachal Azimah Ba'isa Chakira, Bekimin Da Yef Shalakayim Ba'mitzah Azamah Ba'isa Eid, but the Kola Edus, then the entire Edus is batal, Va'afil Hein Meya, and Rashi says, even if there were 100 Edim, the Ein Edim Nas Zomim Achizum Kulon, However, as we will see, the Gemara will actually come out with Maskana, not like this point of Rashi, and will state that Amish is actually not going like that man to Omar. Only the Eid that says any day would be possible, but the rest of the Eidim would be kosher, and as long as there would still be two Eidim that actually testified properly, then the Eidus would be kosher. However, the Mishnah continues, B'dika is echad ima any idea, vafilu shnaim imim in oni yoidin, Eidus and kayamas, b'negeya b'dika is, if one of the Eidim or both of the Eidim say that we don't know that point, then the edus would be still kayim. However, the Mishnah states echel chakiris ve'echel bedikais b'zman shemachishin zezei dus metela, that certainly the din is the same, that it doesn't make a difference if they ask him a question about chakiris or the question is a bedika question. Then in both cases, if the edim are machish each other, then certainly the edus would be batal. And the Mishnah continues that one of the chakiris that we mentioned in our Mishnah was bekam b'chodesh, and what day of the month was it? And the Mishnah now states echel im b'shnayim b'chodesh ve'echel im b'shlish b'chodesh edus and kayamas, that even though one of these says that this mice occurred on the second day of the month, and the other one says that it occurred on the third day of the month, then the edus would be kayim. As we could explain, that it's possible that each one of them didn't know if the previous chodesh was a chodesh monthly or a chodesh chaser. Therefore, the one that thought the previous month was a chodesh monthly, therefore thought it was only the second day of this month. However, the other one that realized that was a chodesh chaser realized that this day was the third of the month. And the Rishonim point out that the only time that we would actually believe them is only when we ask them be'ezi yoyim, and for example, they both agree that this ma'aseh occurred on a Monday, and therefore we could explain that even though they're both saying the ma'aseh occurred on Monday, the reason why they gave different dates is because they didn't yet know if the previous chodesh was a chodesh chasar or a chodesh malei. However, the Mishnah tells us echadim b'shleisha ve'echadim b'chamisha, if one of each says it happened on the third day of the month and one says it happened on the fifth day of the month, then they do some betela, and as we will see, that we don't say that people make mistake regarding 2 months. The Mishnah continues that we mentioned that one of the chakiris was Be'ezer Shah, and therefore the Mishnah tells us Echadim B'shtei Shais Ve'echadim B'shol Shais Eidus and Kayamas, that even if one Eid says that the Mice occurred on the second hour of the day and the other one said it occurred on the third hour of the day referring to Shais Manias, then the Eidus would be Kayam, and Echadim B'shol Shais Ve'echadim B'chomesh Eidus and Metela, however if they made a mistake of 2 hours, then the Eidus would be Batal. And we'll explain this further when we learn the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Ima Kayamas, and Rabbi Yehuda says that even in the case of Echadim B'shalosh ve'Echadim B'chamesh, the Eidus would be Kayim, and they could make a mistake even up to 2 hours. Echadim B'chamesh ve'Echadim B'sheva, Eidus v'Metela. However, if one said it was on the fifth hour, which is prior to Chatzai Seyayim, and one said it was in the seventh hour of the day, which is after Chatzai Seyayim, then Metela, then certainly that's not something that a person would make a mistake about, and therefore Eidus v'Metela. And as we explain, Shev'Chamesh Chav B'Mizrach, u'V'Sheva Chav B'Mayrev, as in the fifth hour of the day, day, the sun is still on the eastern side of the sky, while in the seventh hour of the day, the sun is already on the western side, and therefore they should have realized, and they do some betela. The Gemara continues that after we did the chakiris and the bedikas with the first aid, the achim machdisas hasheni, and then they bring in the second aid, and they also do bedikas and chakiris, and if we find that the aid is matched, then certainly Bezin has to take this serious, and they have to be lisa velita medava, as Rashi points out, and then we're paisel l'schus, and as Rashi points out, that we tell the Baal Dava, ilay katlis le titchol, that if you didn't kill anyone, you should not be scared, ken amarim pirkin lel, as we previously explained on daf lama beiz and beiz. There's a famous word from the Goyin, that when it says dveirim l'chumvanim, so it seems to the Mishnah that the words can't be exactly the same, as if they're exactly the same, then it seems that they're actually saying something which they already prepared, and they had prepared statements, and therefore the Mishnah used the term dveirim l'chumvanim, that the words are similar, but they're not exact. And the Mishnah continues, Amar echom in ha'idim yesh lam l'schus, that if one of the Edim that just testified that this person is guilty wants to be melamed tzchus on this person, then we would not allow him. And as we previously explained, because that negei be'edus, as the maisa, they may be scared that they're going to be Edim zaymim, and then they're going to be chayim misa themselves, and therefore they want to get out of it, and therefore they want to be melamed tzchus, as they can't be chayzu magid, and therefore we don't believe them when they're trying to be melamed tzchus. And the Mishnah states, Oyachem and Tamidim yesh lam l'chayva mishaska yisai, or if one of the Tamidim that was sitting next to Bezin, they say, I want to be malabed chayva, we would also not allow a Talmud to be malabed chayva on a person that was being judged for Misa. However, but one of the Talmudim says that I want to be malabed chos, I want to show why he's innocent, then we would bring him up onto Bezin, and Rishonim explain that we would give him smicha. This Talmud would sit together with the Bezin, and Rishonim discuss if this Talmud would now be part of this Bezin, and would actually be able to vote together with the Bezin or not. But certainly this is a chos that we give this Talmud for this Tentera, but afterwards he would not be part of the Beis Din. And as the Mishnah continues, and this Talmud would remain on the Beis Din the entire day, and if he actually said something that makes sense, then we would listen to him. And the Mishnah tells us, even if the suspect and the Baal Dava himself want to be Malamed Tzchus on himself, then Beis Din would listen to him. However, they only listen to him if he actually says that he has a valid Taina, but if he has something which doesn't make sense, then they wouldn't listen to him. And the Mishnah tells us, "V'matzlei schus patru." If they find a schus for this person, and therefore they realize that there's going to be a majority that will rule that he's going to be innocent, so certainly they would take a vote on that day, and they would find him innocent, and then he'd be potter. V'mlav. However, if Bezdin is going to judge that he's guilty, then mabir naisi l'macha. Then they would push off the gemar din until the next day. As we previously learned, the concept of halona sadin and was davden zugay zugays, and when they would leave Bezdin, then groups of Bezdin would walk together and they would continue to discuss the case, Hayumatim and Michael, and the Dayanim would not eat too much food, and that way it wouldn't hold them back and wouldn't slow them down and potentially slow down their mind, and they wouldn't come up with svaras as to why this person should be innocent, and they wouldn't drink wine that entire day, and they would think about the interior the entire night, and the next day they would come back into Bezdin, and then those Dayanim that previously said that this person should be innocent, he says, Ani mezakeh, mezakeh ani b'mekayme, yet I still feel he's innocent, and this is the reason why he should be innocent. However, mechayev oimer, ani mechayev, mechayev ani b'mekayme, and those that felt that he should be guilty, they come back to Beis Din the next morning, and they still feel they should be guilty. They say that I was the one who said he was guilty, and I still hold that he's guilty, and this is the reason why he should be guilty. As Rashi points out that we previously learned that prior to the actual vote of the Dayanim, then those Dayanim that previously said that this person should be innocent, and they gave reasons why he should be innocent, they can't change their mind and decide that he should be guilty, change their viewpoint publicly, and tell the other Dayanim that I made a mistake. However, if during the Masa Matan, one of the Dayanim who previously said that he was guilty, and they gave reasons why he should be guilty, they now change their mind and decide that he should be innocent, then certainly they could say that I feel he should be innocent, and they could give reasons why they now change their opinion. And as the Mishnah now states, that the one that previously said that he's guilty can't be Malamed Tzchus, however, this din is only applicable while it's still being naisiv and naisin. However, certainly at the time of the Gemara din, then even if one of the Dayanim previously said that this person should be innocent, he could actually vote that this person is guilty. The Mishnah tells us, Tohu B'davar, that if they're not sure as to their previous reasoning, and if it got their previous reasoning, then Shnei Sefer Dayanim Maskiun Eisai, then the two stenographers would actually remind them, in Matzleis Chos Patru, and once again, if they find that this person nations should be zakai, then right away they say he's pato. If they're not certain, if everyone will find that he's innocent, then Oyim L'minyan, Bezdin would actually call a vote. And if there were 12 that say he's innocent and 11 say that he's guilty, then zakai, then he would be zakai, as we're going to judge it based on Raiv, as the Pasuk states, Achir Rabban L'hatayis. However, if there are 12 members of Bezdin that say he's guilty, and there's 11 members of Bezdin that he says he's innocent, and even if there are 11 members of Bezdin that say he's innocent, and an equal number that say he's guilty, and one of the Dayanim said, I don't know, and he doesn't vote at all, and even in the case where 22 said he's innocent, or 22 said that he's guilty, and one of the members of Bezdin says that he's not sure, and he doesn't vote, then you can't paskin at this point. In order to finalize the psak, they have to add on dayanim. And the Mishnah explains the kam mesifin and how many dayanim would they add on. And the Mishnah tells us shnayim shnayim at shim vechod, that they would continue adding on two extra dayanim every time they either have a stalemate or there's only one additional dayan that says that he's guilty, and you don't have a roiv of two. You keep adding on an additional two dayanim until you reach a total of 71 dayanim, and you can't add on more than 71. That would be a priestess in the covet of a Bezdin Shel Shivim Echad and the Bezdin HaGadol. And once we finish this Mishnah, we will see Rashi and explain these dinim further. And the Mishnah tells us that if at this point that there are already 71 Dayanim and Shleishim V'Shishim Mezakim and Shleishim V'Chamishim Mechayvim, and there's 36 that say he's innocent and 36 that say he's guilty, then certainly Achir Rabban L'hatayis, therefore he would be found innocent. However, Shleishim V'Shishim Mechayvim and Shleishim V'Chamishim Mezakim, at this point, if there's still only 36 that say he's guilty and 35 that say he's innocent, then Donan Elu K'neged Elu, then they will start fighting with each other until one of the Yonim that previously said that he's guilty will change his opinion and will now vote that he's innocent. And Rashi points out that since at this point we're in the middle of the Gemara Din, then certainly the Din could be the exact opposite as well. And if one of those who originally said he's innocent will now pass on that he's guilty, so we'll have 37 Yonim that say he's guilty and only 34 Yonim that say he's innocent. And at this point there will be a Toy Al Pi Shnayim, and therefore at this point we will find this person is guilty. And Rashi points out that if this is true, and the only reason why a Mishnah gave the reverse scenario is because the Mishnah wants to talk about positive scenarios, and therefore gives an example where this person will be found innocent. And before we begin the Gemara, let's point out Rashi, and it's mashmar that it's only when the Edim want to say something which is a schus. Rashi says, that certainly the Edim can't add on and pile on Svaris L'chayva, but time of the Perkut L'el, they had Echel L'yana B'nafesh, Bein L'schus Bein L'chayva, Mishun D'mechzik, and Agaya B'edos, Ayin Shom. Rashi explains the Dibur Maschel, Shneim Asim M'chayvim, Ve'echel L'chus M'zakin, then we have to add on two Dayanim, is because the Pasuk states, L'siya Achir Ram L'Royis, and therefore, at the Oskar Pi Echel L'Roh L'Esa, Hilkach Yosifu Adayanim, and similarly in a case where one of the Dayanim said any idea, then even if all the other Dayanim agreed, either L'schus or L'chayv, we still have to add on Dayanim. And Rashi explains that the reason is the high dama in Yudea command the lese dami, and therefore you don't have a bezin of chav gimel being done din and fashis leilus chus leilu chayva bepachas masnu shleisha. And our Gemara begins mina hanimili that has the Tanakam know that there are seven chakiris, and Rabbi Yehuda will bring down three psukim, and let us read those three psukim before we begin. The pasuk in Pashur A benegea iri dacha states for the rashto v'chakarta v'shaal tehetev v'hine emes nachin adava nesa teiva zeis bekebecha. As Rashi learns, the word v'derashto v'chakarta are each referring to two chakiris, and then the word v'sha'alta by itself would not suffice, as it's not a strong enough word, and therefore the Torah states v'sha'alta heitev, and we learn another chakira from the words v'sha'alta heitev, and therefore, as we will see, there are three references to chakiris b'negeir eri dachas. And keep in mind that later on the Gemara will also use the term v'hinei emes nachan edava as another term which signifies the need for chakira. Then the Gemara will reference two psukim in Pasha Shaftim. The first pasuk is discussing a yochid that's over avidizara, and the pasuk states v'huga l'cha v'shemato v'derashta heite v'hine emes nachan adava nesa teva ezis b'Yisrael. Rashi will explain that since the pasuk states v'derashta, that symbolizes one more chakira, and since the lashon drisha by itself would have sufficed, so by the fact that the Torah used lashon heitev, so that symbolizes another drisha and another chakira, and therefore we have two chakiras that are mentioned in regard to a yochid that's over avidizara. And finally, in Pasha Shaftim, the pasuk states v'dorsha hashavtim heitev v'hinei eid shekha on abachiv. And once again, the word dorsha hashavtim is considered one mention of Drisha, and really the Pasuk didn't have to say the word Hetev, as we would understand it for the word Vidarshva Shaftim, as Drisha by itself is a strong enough Lashon, and therefore the Pasuk is telling us that there's a requirement for two Drishas or two Chakires, Benegeya Edim Zaymim, and as we will see, that since we have three mentions of Chakires, Negeya Eredachas, we have two additional mentions by Yochadat Zara, as well as Edim Zaymim, therefore we have a total of seven Chakires, and as the Gemara continues, Amar Behuda, the Amar Krav, the Rashi V'Chakat V'Shal Tehetev, which we stated equals three Chakires, V'Oimen, it says Benegeya Yochadat Zara, V'Hugal Chavish Shemata V'Drash Tehetev, which is two additional Chakires, V'Oimer, and that the Pasuk Benegeya Edim Zaymim states V'Darsh V'Shaftim Hetev, which we explained is an additional two Chakires, and therefore we have a total of seven Chakires. Before we continue, let's point out Rabbeinu Chananel is Chelek and Rashi, and he says Bavidizara Sholish Beinadacha Sholish Ubeidim Zaymim Achas Ayin Shom, and we continue on Daf Memam Abayz, and the Gemara is Ve'im Chada Chada Kud Chsivna Din Kain Lichtavu Rachmanel Bechada. Now, Lachayus, since the Torah did not mention all seven Chakires by one of these dinim, then maybe the Torah is teaching us that there's only a requirement for three Chakires by Beinadachas, two by Yochid that's Ubeid Avidizara, and two by Edim Zaymim. And how do you know that you should go and total them together in order to teach us that in all cases of Din and Fashais, there's a requirement for seven Chakires? However, the Gemara responds that Kivin the Kulu Bahadi Adodi Ksivon Mahadodi Yalfi, and as Rashi explains, Klemar Kivin the Kulu Kosabhu Debo Drisha, that since in all cases of Din and Fashais that we just mentioned, there's a requirement for Drisha, the Hishva is son Hamilsa, and the Torah says that they're all the same regarding the Din of Drisha Chakira, Al Kochim Adodi Alfinon, Litis Omer Shal Zebezeh. So it must be the Torah is telling us to make a Mamatzinu, to actually total all these Chakires and have a total of seven Chakires by all Din and Nefashais. However, the Gemara continues and is bothered that the only time that you could say a Mamatzinu is only if they're completely similar to each other, and Vodlidami Ladodi and Lemaisa these Dinim are not the same. And before we continue, it's important to note that the Gemara feels that the Din of Chakira is actually a Kula and it actually makes it easier for a suspect, as by having these Chakires, then there would be ability to be Mazdim these Edim, and maybe we would say that the only time the Torah said that we have to have Chakiris is only by something which is much more kal. But for example, if someone is chayiv misa for something which is much more chamer, and for example they would be chayiv skila, maybe in that case the Torah would not be mechayiv us to have all these chakiris. Therefore, it's still possible that the Torah only specified that there's a requirement for three chakiris by Erin Dachas, two by Yochid who was Eva Avedizara, and two by Edim Zaymim. And how can you learn one from the other? And as the Gemara explains, Erin Dachas lahan tachti loy dami yishkeim emayin palat Avedizara lahan tachti loy dami yishkeim b'sayiv and Edim Zaymim lahan tachti loy dami yishkeim tzuchin hasra. How would we be able to learn the din of chakires by Erin Dachas from a Yochid who was Eva Avedizara or from Edim Zaymim? If a Yochid was Eva Avedizara or Edim Zaymim, then emayin is palat. However, by Erin Dachas, we know that we take away all the money, we burn everything, and therefore it's more chomer, and maybe the din of chakires would be different. And although we would be able to learn Yochid who was Eva Avedizara from Edim Zaymim, and those would require four chakires, however, since in Erin Dachas is more chomer, maybe it's the only requirement for three chakires. And similarly, you should not be able to learn the din of chakires by Yochid who is Eva Avedizara from a din of Erin Dachas or from Edim Zaymim. The misa for Yochid that's Eva Avedizara is much more chomer than for Erin Dachas or for Edim Zaymim, as Yochid who is Eva Avedizara, his misa is with Skila, and the misa for Erin Dachas is with Saif. And even though Edim Zaymim get the misa that they wanted to call someone, and it is possible to have Skila by Edim Zaymim, but Rashi points out that Edim Zaymim, the Pashto Mashma, Shmi Edim al Ritzach, that the Pashto's Mashma that was speaking about someone that was made on a Ritzach, Midachsiv Nefesh Benefesh, Ayin Ba'ayin, and therefore we're talking about Edim Zaymim that was Chayiv Saif, and that is the prototypical case of Edim Zaymim, and that's why our Gemara states that it's not Domri to Edim Zaymim, Shekim B'Saif, and Rashi continues and brings another explanation, V'inami Mishtoi B'chol Edim Zaymim, Diyesh Ben B'Skila, that in Chanami we're talking about all Edim Zaymim, and although Edim Zaymim could be Chayiv Skila, Miu Hel V'yesh Ben B'sayif Le'ach Mekor Layu L'Hamison Ashechokor HaMazinu Ha'isan, but since there are cases of Edim Zaymim where the Chiyu Misa is only Sayif, therefore that could be a reason that the Torah is not Machmer on Edim Zaymim, and they state that the only way that you could kill Edim Zaymim is if those Edim that came to you and Mazim them had proper Chakirais. And finally, you can't learn the Din of Edim Zaymim from the Din of Erin Dachas or from the Din of Yochid who was Eva Avedizara, as Edim Zaymim have a Chumrah that they could be Chayim Misa, even if these Edim did not receive a Hasra, that you should be careful and make sure that they're not testifying falsely, because if you'll be Edim Zaymim, then you'll be Chayim Misa, and there's no requirement to give Hasra to Edim Zaymim. Masha'in came by Erin Dachas and by Yochid who's Eva Avedizara, that there's a requirement for Hasra, and maybe since there's a Kula B'negei Hasra, maybe that's why the Torah requires chakiras by those two, and we wouldn't be able to learn Edom Zemim from Aaron Dachas or from a Yochel who's Eva Vedizara. And Ayin Rashi points out, Masha'in came by Edom Zemim, the Chsiv Kasha Zomam, Zech Hishav Lahogai, B'lay Asra, and the Edom Zemim who testified against this person, they wanted to kill him without giving Azim Asra, as Lamaisa they were lying about the entire story. The Gemara continues that in the Hanami we can't learn based on the Mamatzinu, and therefore the Gemara says that we learned this din based on Xer Shava, as Behetev Hetev Yalfinim Adadi, as in each of these Pashas, the Torah uses Lashon Hetev. As we saw, the Pasuk in Re'e by Pasha of Erin Dacha states, Vishalta Hetev, and the Pesukim and Shaiftim regarding Yochadat Evavidizara, and regarding Edom Zemim state, Durashta Hetev and Medoshra Shaiftim Hetev, respectively. The Gemara continues that as we know, that if there are words in the Torah that we use as Xer Shava, but they're not extra and they're not completely open, then there's a potential to ask a question and to be mifrich to Xer Shava, and therefore, Vigzer Shav Mufna, it must be that Agzer Shav is Mufna, the Eloi Mufna, as if these words are not extra, in Ikla Mifrach, we will be able to ask the same questions that we previously asked, as all of these dinim have their own kulais and chumrais, and therefore you will not be able to learn one from the other. Ayin Rashi, Dima Maskal, Behetiv Hetiv Yafinim Adodi, Vigzer Shav Mufna, who can refresh for Azal, the Eim Meshivan Lea, Shazui Midabatir, Xer Shav Mufna, Lamed of Eim Meshivan, and keep in mind that the Magalis Yom points out that there's Machlekis and Mesech Tzidah, Benegay Xer Shav Shainu Mufna, as Rabbi Acham Mishmeid Rabbi Leza Svirlei Lemeidu Meshivin, and Rabbi Huda Mishmeid Shmuel Svirlei Ein Lemeidu Yemenu Kol Ika Vafilu Yemein Lehoshev. Therefore he is bothered that since Rabbi Huda is that Meira that broke down his limud in our Gemara, the Gemara doesn't have to say the Loi Mufna Ikla Mifrach, as even if you can't ask a question, can't learn from Xer Shav, that's not Mufna according to Rabbi Huda. And Ayin Shom, they also ask that since we know that anyone that learns Xer Shav, they had to have a Kabbalah from their Rabbeim, so l'chir, once you have Xer Shav, even if it's not Mufna, there has to be a libud that we learn from the Xer Shava, as otherwise they would not have had such a Kabbalah, and Ayin Sham. And Agamar continues, Lai Yafnui Mufna, that it is true that this Xer Shava is Mufna, Midhavel Lemichta, Vidashu Vichaku, Vishani Krabi Dibure, Behetiv, Shma Mino, Lafnui. And Rashi explains that since the Torah Benegay Edom Stoyim states, Vidashu Hashaftim Hetiv, if the Torah wanted to teach us two dinim of Chakires, it should have said, Vidashu Hashaftim Vichaku, and it didn't have to say the Lashon Hetiv. Similarly, Benegay Yochid, that's Eva Vedizara, the Pasuk stated, Vahugalacha Vashemata, Vidarashta Hetev, and the Pasuk could have stated, Vidarashta Vachakata, and it didn't have to use the term Hetev. By the fact that the Torah made this change and used the term Hetev, so we see that the words Hetev, Benegay Edom Zemim, and by Yochid, that's Eva Vedizara, is Mufna, we can properly use them for Xer Shava. However, the Gemara continues, Vakati Mufna Mitzarechadhu, that Lemaisa is only Mufna from one side, and as the Gemara will explain, that it's only Mufna from the case of Yochid, who is Eva Vedizara, and from the Pasha of Edom Zemim, and as the Gemara explains, Bishleim Hanach Tati Mufna Hu Meshum Dehavel LeMichtav, that certainly, as we just explained, the word Hetev that states in the Pasha of Yochid Zeva Vedizara and by Edom Zemim is certainly Mufna. Well, Erein Dachas My Havel LeMichtav LeMais in the Pasha of Erein Dachas, the Torah states V'Derashta V'Chakata V'Shahata Hetev, and over there certainly, since we want to mention three dinim of Chakira, and we already use the terms V'Derashta V'Chakata, so in order to teach us the third Chakira, we had to use another term, and that's why the Torah had to say v'shalta heitev, and the word heitev is not extra, and it's not mufna, and aksiva kulu, as we explained. However, the Gemara explains, hasim nami afnui mufna, that the word heitev that states b'negei eridachas is also considered mufna, medhavli lemichtav dorish tidraish oicha kartaka ushnani krobi diburi b'heitev v'shma mino lafnui, that since over there the Torah could have stated v'dorish tidraish v'cha karta, or the Torah could have stated v'dorashta v'cha kartaka, and the Torah didn't have to use the term v'shalta heitev at all, and it still changed the word, and it used the term v'shalta heitev to teach his third chakira, so therefore the word heitev is considered mufna, and we could use it for this xer shava, since all three terms of heitev are extra, therefore we apply all chakiras to all of the dinim of dinim nefashais, and since there are three chakiras by Erin Dachas, two by Yochid Uzeve of Zara, and two by Edom Zemim, so we learned that there's a requirement to have seven chakiras by all dinim nefashais. Before we continue, we already mentioned the misa for Edom Zemim and for Erin Dachas is Sayef, and the misa for Yochid Uzeve of Zara is Skila. As we know, Skila is certainly more chomer than Sayef, and also prior to continuing, let's point out that we'll have machlekes later on in the Masechta between the Tanakam and Rab Shimon, Skila is more chomer than Sreifa, or if Sreifa is more chomer than Skila, and although our Gemara doesn't mention this point, but the Maisa will also have machlekes if Sayef is more chomer than Chenek, or if Chenek is more chomer than Sayef. Let's also keep in mind that as we previously mentioned, that since the requirement to have a Chakira is actually going to be a kula for the Baal Din. Therefore, potentially it only applies to Misa'is that are more kal, but not to Misa'is that are more chamor, as maybe the Torah is more machmer on such a Baal Din, and maybe there's no requirement for Chakira'is. And our Gemara doesn't feel that you could just learn all Misa'is from each other, and therefore our Gemara goes through, how do we know that the requirement for seven Chakira'is by all different types of Misa'is? And the Gemara explains, that we learn the din of Chakira'is by Nechnokin from a Kal V'Chomer, from Skila and from Herig, that since we just learned that B'negei Skila and Herig there's a requirement for Chakira'is, then certainly there will be a din of Chakira'is for those Edim that come and testify that a person is Chayev Chenek. And clearly the Gemara mentions Skila as well as Herig, as Lefi Shita that Herig is more Kal than Chenek, then certainly we would not be able to learn Chenek from Herig, and the only way we'll be able to learn the din of Chakira'is by Chenek is only from Skila. And the Gemara continues, for us in the Sofim, the Kal V'Chomer in the Skalim, and we also learned that there's a requirement for Chakira'is by Edim that come to testify that someone is Chayev Shreifa, based on the Kal V'Chomer from the din of Yochid, who's Oiv Avei Dezara, who is Chayev Skila. And the Gemara points out, Hanich L'Rabbanan, the Ami Skila Chamura, this makes sense according to Rabbanan that hold that Skila is Chamur, and therefore if Skila is more Chamur and still there's a requirement for Chakira'is, so certainly by Shreifa, which is less Chamur, is more Kal, certainly there will be a requirement for Chakira'is. El Rab Shimon, the Ami Shreifa Chamura, Mayik L'Meimah, but according to Rab Shimon that holds that Shreifa is more Chamur than Skila, then L'Chari can't learn Kal V'Chomer from Skila, and how do you know there's a requirement for Chakira'is by Edim that testifying that someone is Chayev Shreifa? The Gemara therefore continues that certainly we will learn from the Gzeira Shava, but Elam Rabbi Yehuda, that we don't only have seven terms that teach us the din of Chakira'is, but we actually have 11 different terms, as V'hini Emes Nachoin and V'hini Emes Nachoin Hachad Sari, that since the Torah also uses the Lashon of V'hini Emes Nachoin B'negei Yedachas, as well as by Yochadus Oiv Avei Dezara, and this means that we know that the words of the Edim are Emes and Nachoin, and Rashi states, U'mashma Emes V'Nachoin Drish V'Chakira, and therefore we have the original seven Chakira'is, and now we have two additional Chakira'is that are stated L'Gabi Irnidachas and the Yochadus Oiv Avei Dezara, and therefore we have a total of 11 mentions of Chakira'is in these three Pashas, and therefore the Gemara explains, Sheva L'Sheva Chakira'is, that seven mentions of Chakira'is are going to teach us there's a requirement for seven total Chakira'is, Da'al Tlas L'Gzeir Shava, and then we require three words that are Mufim L'Gzeir Shava and Pashul Chadol Rab Shimon L'Asui Nisrafin, and therefore we are left with one extra mention, and that will teach us L'Fi Rab Shimon that Nisrafin are also required to have Chakira'is, and L'Rabbanan and L'Fi Rabbanan that learned out the Din of Shreifa from the Din of Skila, so L'Chir, why would we need this extra mention? And the Gemara explains that L'Rabbanan hold that Milsad Asu B'Kal V'Chema Tarach V'Kos L'Kra. The Gemara continues, M'gadib Baravo, Ravo shaked his hand at this pshat as if to say, I don't agree with this pshat. And Ayin Tesis and Daf Beis and Beis that brings down this Lashon Megadib Baravo when he explains that every Amira had that term that was associated with that Amira. And Ravo is bothered, Emel Asu Yishmein Chakira'is, that maybe this extra term that we have is not teaching us a Din Lefi Rab Shimon that the requirement for Chakira'is by Shreifa, but maybe it's teaching us that the actual requirement for 8 Chakira'is and not 7 Chakira'is. And the Gemara states, to Shmein Chakira'is Mi'ika, the Hakar Ravo say that the extra word Chakira would come to teach us the requirement for an 8th Chakira, but certainly since we already explained that the reason for Chakira'is are in order to make sure that these Edim are Edim Shati Yochel Aziman, but L'Chari, what would be this last question that would be required in order to try to be Mazim someone? And the Gemara explains, Allah Malai, why wouldn't we be able to find an 8th Chakira? We could have added another question, and they should ask the Edim that what part of the hour was it, and the Edim would have to testify if it was a quarter after hour, a half after the hour, or a quarter to the hour. And we also have a brisa that tells us, and therefore we see there's a possibility of an 8th Chakira, and maybe that's why we have this extra term. And how can you say that it's coming to teach us the Din of Chakira by Shreifa according to Rab Shimon? Before we continue, let's point out that we saw Machlekes on the Mishnah between the Tana Kama, who's Rameya, and Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah told us that when Bezdin asked the Edim as to what hour this story occurred, and Rameya holds that even though these Edim are contradicting each other, by 1 hour, that Edis is still Kayam, and Echelim B'Shalosh V'Echelim B'Chomesh Edusim B'Teila. However, if their differential will be 2 hours, then the Edus would be Batal, and Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kayemes, even if they contradict each other within 2 hours, then the Edus would still be Kayam, unless one testified that happened prior to Chatzais, and one testified that happened after Chatzais. And Lemaisa is a Machlekes in Masechtes Psachim on Daf Yud Aleph and Beis between Abai and Rava as to how to understand the Machlekes between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. We won't get that deep into the Machlekes right now, and we will read the Rashi in Masechtes Psachim once we finish our
Gemara. Based on that machlekes, so the Gemara explains that certainly Ravo's point and his question is valid according to the Shita of Abaya as to how he learns Rameya that a person doesn't make any mistake in time. And similarly, that is another version as to how Abaya explained the Shita Rameya that he holds that a person would make a mistake in time, but only based on a Mashu. And therefore, Ravo's question is definitely valid as he's asking that should be an Eid Chakira, and we should ask the Edom exactly what minute this Maisa occurred, as if the Edom would be Machish each other, then certainly we would say that the Edom are Puzzle. However, the Gemara continues, but according to Abaya, that explains the Shita Rabbi Huda that a person is Toya in a half hour, and according to Rava that holds that Lefi Rabbi Huda, a person makes a very large mistake, so Maikalamema, how could Ravo ask that the extra word to teach us there's a requirement for an Eid Chakira, if Lemaisa there is no Eid Chakira that we could ask, and how would that be relevant? And the Gemara continues, El Lasuya Bekam B'Yovel, that the Eid Chakira would be in which cycle of Yovel? And the Gemara asks, Hainu B'Ezer Shvua, the Lachari, that is already one of Chakiras, as we already asked the Edim, which cycle of Shemitah is it in this Yovel period? And therefore, that seems to be the same question as Bekam B'Yovel, El Lasuya Be'Ezer Yovel. And the Gemara explains that Ravo's question is still valid, as the Eid Chakira could be that which of the Yovel periods is it since the time that Yovel started. However, the Gemara continues, V'idach and Rabbi Yehuda that said that this is a valid limud. From the last of the extra terms in these three pashas, we actually could learn Lefi Rabbi Yehuda that there's a requirement for chakiras even by Strefa. So he argues on Ravo as Kivin the Amun Be'ezer Shvua, as since we already asked the Edim as to which Shemitah cycle was in during this Yovel, so Leboye Be'ezer Yovel, but there's no longer need to ask the Edim as to which of the cycles of Yovel it is since the Klal Yisrael started keeping Yovel. And as Rashi points out, that certainly wouldn't make sense that Edom would hold back their Edus until the next Yovel. Therefore, there was no need to ask this question. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah that after the Chacham stated there are seven Chakiris, Rabbi Yisi Eimeh, Be'ezi Yom, Be'ezi Shah, Be'ezi Mokoyim, that there are only need for three Chakiris, and the Chakiris are on which day, on which hour, and in what place. And our Gemara will now bring a Braisa that explains in further detail the Machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and Chachamim, as Tani will learn to Braisa. Amalem Rabbi Yisi L'Chachamim, Rabbi Yisi said to the Chachamim, L'Divreichem, Mishi Bava Amma, Emesh Hargoy, Aymolei Be'ezi Shavua, Be'ezi Shana, Be'ezi Chodesh, Bekam B'Chodesh. And L'Chair, how can you say that we require seven Chakiris? Certainly, if Edom would come to Bezin and they would testify that Reuven killed Shimon yesterday, then certainly there's no need for Bezin to ask the Edom, Be'ezi Shavua, Be'ezi Shana, Be'ezi Chodesh, and Bekam B'Chodesh. However, Amulei, the Chachamim responded back to Rabbi Yisi, L'Divreicha, and according to you, Mishi Bava Amma, Achshav Hargoy, that if Edom come to Bezin and say that Reuven killed Shimon right now, then why would Bezin have to ask him, and someone that carries the word Be'ezimokim? Therefore, the Chacham point out, that even though there's really no requirement to ask those questions, we still are required to ask these questions based on the din of Rab Shimon Lazar that we saw in the Aflam and Be'ezim and Be'ez that taught us, that Lagabi is Saito, and Lagabi all Edim and Fashes, Bezin would take the woman and would take these Edim and they would walk them around to different areas and they would get them tired. And this way they would try to tire out the woman and she would be Maida, or do they tire out the Edim in order that they shouldn't testify falsely? And similarly over here, it doesn't make a difference if the Edim come and testify that Reuven killed Shimon today, or if they say Reuven killed Shimon yesterday, we will still ask all seven Chakiris. And as the Gemara explains, however, Rabbi Yisi will respond to the Chachamim, I hold that generally we have to only ask three Chakiris, and even though it's possible that in a case where Edom come to Bezin and say that we know that Reuven killed Shimon today, that there really shouldn't be a requirement for all three Chakiris, but certainly we will say Leplug, and we'll ask the questions in any case based on the din of Rab Shimon Elazar. However, since in a case where Edom would come to Bezin and they would testify that Reuven killed Shimon yesterday, or even a few days ago, or even a year ago, it's still within the same period of time of this Shemitah and of this Yovel cycle, so certainly all those questions are not generally relevant. Therefore, it doesn't make sense to say that we always require Sheva Chakiris if in most cases all seven Chakiris are not going to be relevant. And our Gemara now continues and quotes from our Mishnah that after we mentioned the Zayin Chakiris and Roshita Rabesi, Mishnah mentioned that we asked the Edim Makun Atma Isai and the Sreisim Bai, for Edim that come to testify that someone was Avid Avidazara, then we asked them as Mi Avad Ova Me Avad. And the Gemara brings a brisa that explains the Mishnah in detail. As Tana Rabbanan, we asked the Makirim Atam, Oisei Nachri Harag, Yisrael Harag, that was the person that was killed, a guy or Yisrael. As of course, the only way that Reuven would be Chai Misa is if he killed a Yisrael, but if he killed a guy, he would not be Chai Misa. And similarly, we asked the Edom, his Reisim Boy, that not only do we ask them if they actually gave him Misra, but Kibal Lov Asra, hit the Atzma L'Misa, and he mis B'teichrei Dibo, and as Rashi explains, that we also asked the Edom, Kibal Lov Asra, Yodiani Shekin, and he Muzah Shloi Lasseis, that after the Edom gave Reuven Asra, they can't kill Shimon, then did Reuven respond to them, that I know that that's true, and even so, I'm going to kill Shimon. Similarly, Reuven would have to say, that I know that if I kill Shimon, that I will be killed, and I will be Chayev Sayef. Similarly, we asked the Edom, if Reuven actually went ahead and killed Shimon, and ignored the Asra, B'teichrei Dibo, as if he would kill Shimon after Teichrei Dibo, then there's a possibility that Reuven forgot about the Asra, and he was actually a Shoygeg, and therefore Reuven would not be Chai Misa. And the Brice continues to explain the rest of the Mishnah, as our Eved Avi Dezara, if Edom come to testify to Reuven's service of Avi Dezara, we ask the Edom as Mi Avad, the Pa'ar Avad, the Makulis Avad, was he serving the Avi Dezara called Pa'ar, or the Avi Dezara called Makulis, and both of them have separate types of Avedis in different ways that they would serve these Avi Dezara. And we would then ask, Bema Avad, and how did they serve these Avi Dezara? Bezivach, Bekito, Benisich, Beshtach Avaya, as if they testified that they served the Avi Dezara in any of these four ways, then certainly they'd be Chai Misa, and it doesn't make a difference what type of Avida would generally be used for these Avi Dezara. If they either would testify that they didn't actually serve this Avi Dezara with any of these four, but they served it in the proper manner, then they would also be Chai Misa, as we will learn later on. Before we finish, let us go back to a couple of points. The Mishnah mentioned on Daf Mem Amud Aleph that the Edom only will machish each other by one day, then they would still be believed. And the Meiri explains, Dafka sheskimu b'yoyim, and as we explain, that it's only if the both of the Edom were maskim as to the day of the week that this happened. And the other witness said that it occurred on Wednesday, however, he said it was Shlish l'chodesh. And the Meiri continues, Ve'in tarchim lishaloi im yoda b'iba chodeshim lav, and we don't ask the Edom if they knew about the Iba chodesh or not. And as we mentioned, that we would read the Rashi in Mesechtos Pesachim at Afiyud Alhum Beis, but the gate of Machlek is between Abai and Rava. And Rashi states as follows: La Abai Libra Meir De Amak Kishe Timsa Leima Kishe Daktik B'Divrayim V'Tamen Al Mechayinay Timsa the Divra Meir De Mekayim Edus De Shtayim V'Sholish U'Mevatel Shal Sholish V'Shal Chomish Ina Adam Toya V'Loy Klum U'L Divra Yehuda De Mekayim Af Sholish V'Chomish Adam Toya Chetzi Shah the Rameir Adam Toya V'Loy Klum V'Toya Shakrinu V'Haid Mekayim Rameir Edus Shal Shtayim V'Sholish Meshum Shashneim Edu Al Rega Echad De Meise Kehava B'Mei Pitati U'Mayil Klas B'Yetziyah Shal Shnia Kishe Shlishis Nukneses V'Shneyan Hene Edu De Haid Am Shtayim B'Soyv Shnia Kama V'Haid Kama Sholish B'Tchila Sholish, and therefore they really weren't arguing at all. L'Hak Lishna Nami De Amar Adam Toya Mashu, and according to the Shita that holds Abaya says that according to the Tanakhama and Rameir that a person's Toya B'Mashu Chab Minau Koto Mashu in B'Soyv Shtayim Hava Haid Kama Sholish B'Tchila Sholish V'Kotoya Mashu V'I B'Tchila Sholish Haid Kama Shtayim B'Soyv Shtayim V'Kotoya Mashu and Labaya Libra Rabbi Yehuda Amar Adam Toya Chatzis Shah Hilkuk Yom Ha'ay B'Sholish V'Ay B'Chomash Edusin Kayemes De Maisa Kavu B'Palga Daba etc. V'Zeh B'Soyv Sholish V'Zeh B'Tchila Shchomash V'Chol Echol Mehen Tom Min Ha'Maisa Chatzis Shah. And Rashi states Lo Rav Adam Tom Inu Shituve Kloima Lo Mi Boyim Ha'ay B'Maisa B'Soyv Shtayim V'Ay B'Tchila Sholish De Toys Mu'etasi Yinami Yom Ha'ay B'Tchila Shtayim Ein Kan Toys El Shah V'Hay Yinami Yom Ha'ay B'Soyv Sholish Ein Kan Toys El Shah El Afilo Hav Maisa B'Tchila Shtayim V'Hay Da Amish Sholish B'Soyv Sholish V'Yesh Kan Toys Shteishayis Chosu Mashu Afilochi Ein Koyach Lam Lubatlon Sha'apakach Odom Toya Ayin Shom. Finally, the Magalasi points out that the Gemara just taught us in order for someone to be Chai Misa, they have to be Hitatzul Misa and they have to actually respond to Edim that I know that I'm going to be Chayiv Sayiv or Chayiv any other Misa and they still will do the Misa B'Teich Teidibo. The Magalasi points out that why would someone ever admit that they actually agree to the Edim and that they know that they're doing is wrong and that they're going to be Chayiv Sayiv, as if they would just keep quiet, that they wouldn't be Chai Misa at all. And Zokta Magalos Yom, that although if Reuven was not hit the Atzmul Misa, Bezdin couldn't give him one of the Dal Misa's Bezdin, but certainly since Bezdin realizes that he's really guilty, therefore he'd be placed B'techa Kippa, and he would die from starvation, as we will learn later on. Therefore he's actually incentivized to agree to the Edim that I'll only be Chai Sayif, and this way he's saving himself from a much harder Misa, which is to be Machtis Naisil Kippa, Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.